recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. This podcast is also rated R and F. The F is for fuck Whitey. Not family, not fantastic, not fun. It's fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, that's a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Welcome, bienvenue, another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien B. Daddy Labrador. Yeah, fun fact, Labrador is actually a twisted way of me saying Le Benoit. Le Benoit in from French translated in English. I'm trying to say, I could have said no, how do you say it in English? Noir? Noir? I went with Nora. Nora. Fuck it. It's my goddamn podcast, okay? All right. The D is silent. I'm making one of those complicated names. All right. June 10th. Today's date is June 10th, 2026. I'll complain about the heat later. And we are at episode 348. Progress credits. And today I'll be talking about... That's the song I forgot to look up. But not making any new friends. No new friends. I know Drake has a song called No New Friends, but it's not a Drake song. Anyways, that's what Final Say is about. But before we do any of that, we will start with some quotables and some randomness. I know I say we will start. I guess I should say I will share some quotables and some randomness. That makes more sense. All right, I'll add that to the script. All right, first quote. Actually, I got three quotables for today, and they go something like this. The first one is, "You will find your people, the ones who stay, the ones who get it, the ones who make you feel less alone in this world."
Message.
Right. This is so going to relate to today's theme or today's final say. Next one is, no matter how good you are, how nice you are, how kind you are, or how caring you are, if you are in the wrong place, you are never valued and appreciated. I like how they highlighted the
message.
You are never valued and appreciated. That's a bit of wisdom I could have used at a younger age. But then again, would I have listened? Last one is, never sit with people that sit at every table. Woo! Let that one marinate, kids. All right, links will be in the show notes so you could read it for yourself or memorize it and whatnot. Yeah. Okay, you know what? All of them relate to today's final say. But yeah. All right, now let's randomness time.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Yeah. I just had this thought. It hit me while working on quotables, and it hit me that I don't like I said, I like to provide a post to all these my quotables, and there was one I was trying to share. I usually get them from Reddit. You should get them from Reddit. There was one I was trying to share from Reddit, and it got removed for whatever reason. And then when I looked up the quote, it landed on Facebook. And it hit me. I don't like any image quote that comes from Facebook. Like, if it's the source is from fucking Facebook, I don't like sharing it. I'm not saying I haven't done it, but I'm realizing that I'm very particular. And I say this because it's... What's my reason? It's kind of mean. I don't have the words to express it, but there's something about Facebook messages. and I'm going to shoot myself in the foot with this one. I just realized, because I was thinking about on Facebook, most of the time, you know the people you are friends with. At least in the early days, that's how it was. I wouldn't know because I'm banned from it, from Facebook. But, and I remember there were certain people posting shit And my first thought was, you? Come on, man. It's like the Christian woman posting about how contradictions, shit that's like, yeah, you. It'd be like Tiger Woods posting about, I'm faithful, you know, men should be faithful to one woman. It's like, nigga, please, come on, man. You're not that guy. I guess that's also the reasons why when I share posts, I try to emphasize the fact that I am not preaching. If I am preaching, it's to my own self. This is a long journey just to say that I don't like sharing any quotables where the only source is Facebook.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, this one is short and sweet. Like I said, it's June 10th, 2026. And yesterday, it was like 24 degrees Celsius in the city. I'm not going to convert that. You do man, Google's your friend. You could convert. Those of you who measure temperature in Fahrenheit, yanks. Yeah, look it up. Anyways, it was 24 degrees Celsius. Yesterday was like 31, right? And it was blood clot hot. Blood clot hot. It's okay. I can say blood clot because I'm Haitian. And blood clot doesn't have the same meaning. I would never say blood clot in front of elder Jamaicans. Come on. I was raised right. Whatever. All right. So yeah, it was blood clot hot. And where it's a big deal is because I was trying to tough it out without using AC. One, because I'm very conscious of how much electricity costs. I'm not cheap. I'm just saying. And two, I got to take it out of the storage. I got to maintain it. Got to clean this, that. I got to make sure it fits in the fucking window. For a procrastinator, okay, a procrastinator such as myself with ADD getting worse and worse, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Anyway, so I spent yesterday toughing it out with my three fans. Actually, it's two fans because this one that I got here, it's like, can't push air for shit. I bought a new one, right? Ladies, holla at me. Yeah, I bought a new one. It's a really, man said it was the Cadillac of fans. Anyways, where was I? Right. So I was trying to tough it out with fans, and yesterday proved that, yeah, you ain't built for this shit. Whatever my ancestors had that allowed them to tolerate heat, I lost it. Those genes are gone. That's what happens when you raise your kid in Canada. Anyway, so all this to say that I finally got it. Like, today is, oh, it's blood clot hot and fucking humid because I'm on the East Coast, right? Anyways, it's fucking humid, blood clot hot. I gave in and I ended up installing the AC. I have two of them, right? The AC unit in the living room. Now I got to put it in this office. And the only thing that sucks about setting up the AC is that when I record my podcast, I now have to make sure to filter out the sound, but I hate doing that. It's like the sound, whatever. It's not a perfect sound. Maybe I should look up how to filter AC sound, but yeah. Anyways, today's randomness, I mean, this specific randomness was just about how the fact that it's blood clot hot. Right, 31 yesterday, 24 today, and tomorrow it's back to 30. Yeah, oh man, you know where I felt it? Trying to sleep. Yeah, I do have a fan in there, but I made sure, and I have like a linen, yeah, get yourself a linen blanket, kid. If you're the type who needs a blanket, linen. Linen's your friend. Something tells me most of you know that, but for me it's like, wow, this is a discovery. But anyways, whatever. Again, did I mention it was blood clot hot? Bumba clot hot.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Hey, B, did you just make that segment just so you could say the word bumba clot? Maybe.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Oh, so I got this new thing that I'm trying, and it's not trying. It's not trying. Okay. Before I start the show, I like to play music to hype me up. And I feel like I'm going to list today's song that hyped me up. It was Set It Off by Big Daddy Kane. you know, that one, yeah, because I was thinking of making part of my intro, set it off, you know, the one there that's, I know I'm not allowed to play it, but let it, because I'm a man. You kids ain't ready. You kids don't know shit about the Big Daddy Kane. You don't know shit about Big Daddy Kane. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so that's, if I sound a little hype, is a shout out to the Big Daddy Kane. Long live the Kane.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
White man does the popular dance, the whoa, while reporting the weather. Comment section reads, Tom definitely invited to the cookout. Another video shows a white man dancing on stage and the caption reads, it's obvious why Mark is invited to the cookout. Where we slide like black lightning across the backyard and turn it into a dance floor. The cookout be sacred, but ain't that just like us? Inviting everyone into our holy place is crazy. How all you gotta do is know how to Dougie to dodge accountability. Wash white privilege out with a whip and a nay-nay, and they call it muscle memory. Cause they've been whipping nay-nay for centuries. Crazy, crazy how when we dance, we get called coons. But Brad dances and gets an honorary plate full of ribs. We keep feeding them like they didn't force chitlins down our throats. Keep dancing. They shuck and jive their way to acceptance, and it's appalling how easily we forget just because Becky can footwork and Allie makes foo-foo. Invitations to the cookout flying off the shelf in the comment section. Sis, do you remember when we invited one of them to our Bible study? And 9 of us were told well done that night. So excuse my caution for Caucasians casually crip walking for convenience, lying in line dancing, looking like a fool to cook out. Nigga, they used to cook us out over open fires.
Okay, the person, the poet you just heard, spoken word artist you just heard is Wesley Frazier Keys. And it popped up on my timeline right before I was about to record, while I was doom scrolling before recording, and it popped up on my timeline, and I found myself lingering over what he was saying. Well, first I should establish that this is, A, I got this off Instagram, 2, links will be in the show notes, and 3, according to the caption, the full video is available on YouTube. And I think it's, her caption says, is Tom invited to the cookout? A masterclass in performance from our May winner, Wesley Frazier Keys. And Charm City Slams. Yeah. So I was impressed by his words because I've had similar thoughts about that. I mean it's an own thing. It's an own thing amongst black folks on I was gonna say black folks like me, or Mike, and whatever. You put me in a box in my category where this whole fuck lowered expectation on white people. You see a video of a white person dancing on beat, and it's like, whoa, my God! Oh man, especially if she's a white girl. Oh my God! She's debasing herself and acting like us. She's invited to the cookout. They invited to the cookout. I remember watching this video after Trump. Oh my God. Well, yeah. I hate seeing that fucking comment. They're invited to the cookout just because of some fucking dance. Or just because they could dunk, moonwalk, or say the N-word and gotta get away with it. Nah, but yeah, man. Niggas drive me crazy with that shit. And it's a discussion I've had before. It's what's white people equivalent to the cookout? Like, what's the equivalent of, oh, a black man wearing a tie? Whatever, no, that's not it. And it hit me. We have cookout, white people have, he's one of the good ones. I don't know if white people say that about black women. She's one of the good ones. She's one of the good black people. She's one of the safe Negroes. That's the white people's equivalent of the cookout. Yeah. I was thinking about it. I think I'm going to make a bit out of it or something like that. But yeah. All right. The All of the reason I'm sharing this is because I wanted to take the opportunity to say the name Cyrus Carmack Belton. Google the name. I'm not ready to talk about that, about him right now. The black kid who was shot and his murderer got away with it. Whatever. But I'm not ready to talk about it. I remember, like, it's in my, it's in my, it's been on my mind. But I gotta, like, be careful because, you know, I'm emotional. I'm a sensitive being and I gotta manage these things. So I just wanted to say his name, remember his name, because every article that I've seen only referred to him as black kid who got shot, or they talk about the dude who killed him and got away with it. And but yes, I want to humanize them and say the name Cyrus Carmack Belton.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Okay, this next one I'm going to play is related to today's final say. So I'm just going to play it, then we'll move on to the next topic.
And every version of you was necessary. We're going to keep it right there. The version of you that stayed too long, necessary. The version of you that trusted the wrong people, necessary. You feel me? The version of you that was lonely, broke, insecure, confused, lost, necessary. Do you know right now you gain something from every season of that? From each one? You don't become wise if you were never naive. You don't become strong until you realize you were weak. You don't become healed until you know that you weren't. Come on now. Look at you. You always, every day, have something to smile about. Wipe the tears. Just turn a frown around. You're on to something. Your life is so much better than it was. I saw a post that says we spend too much time focused on the bad days. Let's spend that time focused on the good days, too. You're doing amazing. And every version of you was necessary. We're going to keep it right there. The version of you that stayed too long, necessary.
Message.
All right, I'll wrap it up. I guess I should. The name of the content creator, the person you just heard, is, I don't know how to read that. J-S-T-L-B-B-Y. Just Libby? Just Libby. Whatever. Oh, there we go. JL Cheveux. Wait, are you Haitian? What the fuck? JL Cheveux, that's a French name. JL Cheveux. What? That's a very nice picture, homegirl. Damn. Fine. Oh, okay, right. I guess she sells hair or she's a hair, whatever. Oh my God, I'm distracted. Yes, the content creator's name is JL Cheveux, or on TikTok, it's JSTLBBY. And links will be in the show notes. And like I said, this what she said will connect to what I'll be talking about in Final Say. But before we do any of that, we'll take a quick break. And first, let me say this wraps up randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
And now let's take a quick break. I've been listening to, I'm a premium black guy who tips user, listener. And there are regular episodes that they put out for free and has this shitload of commercials. On the Patreon version, which I'm a member of, and on the Patreon version, there's no commercial. They just do like what I do. Like they'll play anytime they want to take a break or the place where they'll insert commercials, they'll play some kind of song, really brief songs or whatever. But hearing that, seeing that just made me feel like, okay, I'm on the right path with this. Let's take a break. I mean, I do need to take a break just to separate. For me, it's to say now we're in this section, now we're talking about that and whatever. But it's also for you to be able to space these things out. But when this shit starts getting popular, I will consider putting commercials. Viagra, Squarespace, you know, all that shit. Fucking mattress and whatever. And join the army, whatever. Yeah, I'm selling out. I'm telling you, I'm preparing to sell out. For the right amount, I will sell the fuck out. All right. Okay, that's not today's final say. Let me start with, remember this clip. This is something I've played before, and I'm playing it again because I've been thinking about this message for a while, and it also ties into what I'm trying to say, or what I'm talking about.
So people always ask me why I enjoy speaking to strangers, why I make effort with people I don't know. And here's the thing about people. I saw a quote the other day that summarizes it perfectly. A part of you is completely unexplored until you meet particular people. It takes different people to unlock parts of you that you didn't even know. You know, you'll go years thinking you know yourself, and then you'll meet someone and suddenly you are softer, braver, sharper, funnier, and they have just brought out this entirely different side to you. And not because you didn't have it, but because people open up people. So for me, every connection is worth that opportunity. If there is even the tiniest chance that I could meet someone who could quite literally change the trajectory of who I am as a person, I'm going to take that risk. If there's even the tiniest chance that 5 minutes of curiosity or 5 minutes of small talk will give me the opportunity to meet someone who can change my life, I'm gonna do it. Someone who can change the way I think, give me a new perspective, I'm gonna do it. And a lot of the time you meet these people in the most unexpected ways. Humans are shaped by connection and we find ourselves in each other. So if you have the chance to connect with someone, just do it. You literally never know.
I'm glad she ended it with "you literally never know." Okay, this is a big deal for me, the fact that I'm sharing something about small talk, because usually I would have been the one with "fuck small talk, I'm an introvert, I hate small talk and whatnot." I remember when I saw the title for this clip and it says she literally explained how to master small talk. That's not how you, whatever. But I remember hitting play, getting ready to dismiss whatever she was going to say. And then by the end, I was like, damn, that was deep. Especially the part about meeting new people and how it allows you to discover new things about you. It reminds, like I was thinking about how I need to attend a podcast convention to network with other podcasters and ideas. Or because I remember back in the days when I was doing comedy, one of my favorite moments was making a joke, having another fellow comedian come to you and say, yo, either A, they understand what the fuck you were attempting to do, and B, they give you ideas. I think the word is tag or whatever. Ideas on how you could have expanded that joke or how you could expand that joke. I'm wise comic, you have to listen to me. It's just two meaning of mutual minds and saying, because they can see themselves saying that joke. And then they're like, yo, this is what I would have said, what I would have added to it, what you could have added. And I'm grateful for those moments. Now, I bring this up because I'm going to talk about my last therapy session. And essentially, by the time I was done, it was the realization that I have a fear of making new connections. And the funny thing is, I never used to be like that. I used to, everything homegirl said at the beginning, I practiced that. I'm trying to watch my words. Not that I don't do it anymore. I just don't do it as often. It's like I've become more pessimistic about new connections. Like, had she ended her clip with, I'm glad she said you never know, as opposed to what have you got to lose? I'm like, shit, let me count the ways, homegirl. And it's the realization, I guess I have to be a grown-up to realize that you can meet someone and they'll bring out the best out of you or the worst out of you. And I guess when you've been feeling like you've been only or frequently, too frequently, meaning coming across folks that bring out the worst out of you, it does take a toll. It does take a toll, right? It can take a toll. This is making me laugh. And I'm tempted to call this episode R. Kelly One Man. R. Kelly has a song the name that's not supposed to be pronounced. But yeah, R. Kelly on his R album had a song that I used to enjoy. I mean, I still enjoy it, don't get me wrong. And it's called One Man. And in this song, he talks about, the song is, let me try to read the chorus. R. Kelly, One Man. And it's, I got to read the chorus. You'll understand. It summarizes perfectly what the song's about. But it's rich coming from this nigga. Like, this could have been a Facebook post on his part. He goes, the chorus goes, one man can make one woman hate all men. Tell me why is that? One man can make one man hate all men. Makes a woman. Okay, anyways, that's the idea. How one man, basically it's about shitty men dating women and turning them bitter or turning them away from men. And I guess to me, it's what's, again, this could have been a Facebook post on his part, because what makes it amazing is he was one of those men. You know what I mean? He was one of the fucking nerds. So now I'm applying the same idea to, it's not just relationship, how it could apply to any kind of connections. Friendship, romantic relationship, business partner, whatever the fuck. And it's, so I guess at the last therapy session, I was talking about two specific exes of mine. Why am I talking about that? And it's, and I gotta be careful. I want to be clear. This ain't personal. This ain't directly about them. They, as far as I'm concerned, it's a chapter. And I'm talking about the lesson learned from that chapter. So I'm being clear that they played a role. Like, what is it Shakespeare says? Life is like a stage, we all play a role. They played their role, gone. So it's like I'm going out of my way to say I'm not the bitter ex. I'm saying the lesson learned from that moment, right? As far as I'm concerned, they're great people. They had great people. We just weren't compatible. Right, I'm saying they were great people. Right, I think I'm getting to the point of saying that their dysfunction met my dysfunction, and I feel like that connection set me on a path into bitterness. I'm not blaming them for that. I'm saying it set me down a rabbit hole of fuck relationships, fuck women. No, okay, whoa, take it easy. No, I didn't get to that point. I was fuck relationships. Relationships aren't for me. I'm not built for it. But it's not just that. I'm thinking of all the people I've come across that it was a bad experience and it posed me to be like, I hate people. I hate Christians. I don't want anything to do with it. Now, I want to also accentuate the fact that I'm not speaking against solitude. I love my solitude. But I am acknowledging the fact that I haven't been seeking new connections like I have. You know what it's like? It's new connections to me was like discovering a new book, a new movie, a new song, a new artist. Yeah, it was exactly like it. There were certain things that I did. You think of something that you like to try. New fruit, new food. This is good. This is gross. Blah, blah, blah. But you don't like bite into a sour apple and be like, fuck that. I ain't eating food anymore in my life. That's what I'm talking about. The fact that I went from, because of a series of bad connections, I'm like, I've sworn off people. Now, again, I'm not lecturing people here. I'm not trying to give you a speech. This is just me exploring a thought and an idea. Because I'm laughing at myself that I'm talking about this. I'm not saying I'm going to change. I'm just acknowledging that it's like I have a fear of connections. I was listening to, one last point. I was listening to, it just crossed my mind, Jody Watley's song, Friends. And I remember the first time that song came out, I did not understand it. Because I grew up in the idea like friends are the best thing in your, you know, friends are good, friends are good, friends are great. Something like that. And here she sings a song about, have you ever been stabbed in the back by a motherfucking friend? And I remember even the announcer was like, damn, this song is kind of negative. So I remember being too young to understand, I guess, the premise of the song. Now I'm an adult. I'm like, oh, I know what you mean, sister. I know what you mean. But then again, technically, they weren't real friends if they did you dirty like that. But whatever. But I know what she was trying to say. I love the fact that I've reached the age where I'm saying, I know what you mean, Sister Jody Watley. Make sure I got for everything. So yeah, fear of new connections. Is that fear going to go away? Hell no. I guess right now I'm just trying to... I'm sitting in it right now. I'm just sitting in this realization. That's what happened in therapy. It's just realizing that... Because usually it's in the background. You never admit your own fear. But it just... Last therapy session just had me going, there is something weird going on between me and connections. Something different than how I used to, like, my perceptions of connections has changed. I've always been skeptic. Sometimes I think it's my Haitian blood. We Haitian people are skeptic as fuck. It's like, hey, I'll pay you money to do cash first. I'm gonna cash first, homeboy. COD. COD because I got no COD. I got no trust. IBBM. All right, whatever. Okay. So now this is where this necessary clip come from. I think it's just an amazing timing that I'm processing all these thoughts. And I remembered that clip by JSTLBBY. Just Lobby. Oh, man. Oh, she's on that Christian shit. God first. This is... Oh, man. Oh, whatever. Don't diss the messenger. It's the message. I respect her for the message. Anyway, so what I'm getting at is I remember this clip showing up and I didn't listen to the end, but I liked the beginning, which was it was necessary. I'm like, are you crazy? Whatever, right? And I just saved it, bookmarked it. Then I had my therapy session and I'm like, okay, her words now resonate louder than the first time I heard it. And where I'm going with this is because part of this fear of connection is how I kept seeing myself as the guy who fell for the okey-doke the first time. I remember I had this belief, again, in therapy, realize that, right? I had this belief that I would have a better perception of connection if I was able to undo all those bad experiences. If I could undo all those times I was a sucker, I did some sucker for love shit, or that I allowed myself to go through that bullshit. If I could undo all that, I'd be able to, like, I'd be open to connections again. And then that's where my therapist earned her fees is she was like, yeah, but you're not that guy anymore. You're wiser still. And this is why I'm like sitting in this whole fear of connection, because sure, maybe I can establish that I'm no longer that guy, but there's still a part of me that's like scared of falling for old tricks, which is less likely, but falling for new tricks. And I guess the thought behind it is, sure, maybe there are new tricks I could fall for. When I say tricks, I mean other people's dysfunction. That's what it is. That you see someone else's dysfunction, you embrace someone else's, you interpret someone else's dysfunction as a connection. Not to say, whatever, let me speak my piece, right? Meaning, yes, you meet someone, You believe that, oh my God, they're the greatest thing to happen to me. Oh my God, they make me laugh and all this. And then later you realize that, oh man, you voted for Trump? Oh man, you did all this just so you can invite me to your church? Fuck, this is some bullshit. Fuck, wait, you're just trying to sell me Amway? Fuck, this is a pyramid scheme? Fuck this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I fell for the okie. I hate that feeling of I fell for the okie doke again. But anyway, with all that said, maybe I should start giving myself a bit more credit of the, there's a less likely chance that I will fall for old tricks. And if I do fall for new tricks, I have better materials, better ways to bounce back, to handle it, so to speak. Sure, I mean, I can't protect myself from getting stabbed in the back, but I'm saying, at least I won't be like, stay with me, all right? Stay with me. But you said you loved me. All right, you know what? That's it. I'm trying to get into this habit of not over-explaining, but I think I've said everything that needed to be said. I've really thought about, yeah, I think I said everything that I need to say, and I will end here. This concludes today's episode. Jesus Christ, it's blood clot hot. I have to say it again. I'm starting to feel the sweat, so I need to turn on that fan or plug in this AC unit. So thank you for listening. Again, remind you that website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Hey, seriously, man, when I share my email address, it's my way of saying, holla if you hear me. If I said something that resonates, I want to hear from you. Let's connect. I promise I will sell you Amway. Got your email. All right. Now, I'm sending you a bunch of, like, I'm forwarding your email to a Nigerian prince who I'm cool with. All right. I'd say Haitian prince, but no one's going to fall for that. All right. Damn, that was racist. So I'm going to wrap up the show and say, remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. Right? Remember that when you plan on writing in. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace. I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.